Chapter 10, He Turns the Heart. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Proverbs 21:1. Has everyone told you that your husband has his own will, therefore he may choose not to return to you? When trying to restore your marriage, you will be bombarded, as other women have, by the onslaught of those who will tell you that it is your husband's choice and his free will to choose to leave you or to be with another woman. I face the exact same response, especially from pastors. But praise the Lord, he showed me the truth. The key is not your husband's will, but God's will. And when seeking God's will, he showed me that it was his will to turn my husband's heart back to me, his wife, because it is what he joined together. Glory to God. Let me show you what he showed me. It's not man's will, but God's will. It says in Daniel 4:31, he does his will. It says in Daniel 4:25, he bestows it on whomever he wishes. In Daniel 3:17, it says God is able to deliver. Consider Nebuchadnezzar. After his prize caused him to crawl like an animal, he said of God, he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And no one can ward off his hands or say to him, what hast thou done? That's from Daniel 4:35. Is this not the same God who still does according to his will? Is your husband greater than King Nebuchadnezzar? Consider also Jonah. Jonah was unwilling to do what God wanted him to do, but God made him willing. It says, and the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the stomach of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah 1:17. God is more than able to make your husband willing. Lastly, consider Paul. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. The Lord Jesus had sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight. And he arose and he was baptized. Acts 9:1-18. God is more than able to change your husband in an instant. I have seen it done countless of times with my own husband and with many other husbands. But if you say, but you don't know my husband, I would say, you don't know God. Turning the heart. You will hear pastors and other Christians say that it is your husband's will to leave you, divorce you, or to be with another woman. But we just learned in Scripture that it is not man's will, but God's will. It may be your husband's will to leave you, divorce you, or to be with someone else. Nevertheless, God can change his heart. We don't need to worry about his will. Instead, we need to pray for our husband's heart to be turned. It says, the king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Proverbs 21:1. Pray that God will give him a new heart and replace his heart of stone with a heart of flesh. It says, moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. The first step in turning your husband's heart is to find God's promises, his truths, and then meet the conditions of those promises. These are the verses that I memorize and use to turn Dan's heart back to me. When man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. Psalm 37:5. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. When you put God first in your life, he will begin to turn your husband's heart back to you. You need to renew your mind with the verses in this chapter to overcome the doubts of man's will theology. Let's look at the scriptures that tell us how God changed the hearts of men and even kings. It says, he put this in the king's heart. Ezra 7:27-28. He hardened the hearts of the Egyptians. Exodus 14:17. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Exodus 10:27. The Lord turns the heart wherever he wishes. Proverbs 21:1. In the book of Proverbs, we learn wisdom. Proverbs 1, verses 2 through 7 list the benefits of Proverbs. To know wisdom, to receive instruction in wise behavior, also instruction in righteousness, justice, equity. Prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge. Read Proverbs every day for wisdom. Go to our website's daily devotion for the verses to read every day. Husbands who are unwilling. Not all husbands return home even after God turns their hearts. Many husbands unfortunately go against their hearts because their wives are the same women they chose to leave. Once again, God is more than able to turn your husband's heart back to you. But if you are still contentious, if kindness is not on your tongue, if you do not exhibit a gentle and quiet spirit, then once his heart turns towards you, the old you will cause him to harden his heart and make a mental decision rather than a heart's decision. Make sure you read and reread this book over and over again. Make sure you live in the Word. Make sure you spend hours daily with your face to the ground seeking his face. You must be a new woman for your husband to want to follow his heart and come home. Remember, the reason your husband has left or has gotten caught by an adulteress is that your home was not built on the rock. It was divided. It was torn down by your own words and your attitude. In other words, your contentiousness or arrogance. Let's look at Proverbs and some New Testament scriptures. Her own hands. It says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands." That's from Proverbs 14:1. From the King James Version, it says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her own hands." House of the proud. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud. Proverbs 14:1. House divided against itself. It says, "Any kingdom or house divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Matthew 12:25. Yet it did not fall. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock." Matthew 7:24-25. Built together. It says, "Christ Jesus being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fit together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." Ephesians 2:21. Let no man separate. It says, "And he answered and said, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Consequently, they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." Matthew 19:4-6. God has promised to restore your husband to you. It said, "Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry and struck him. I hid my face and was angry, and he went on turning away in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners, creating the praise of his lips. Peace, peace to him who is far and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him." Isaiah 57:17-19. It says, "For perhaps he was for this reason parted from you for a while, that you should have him back forever, no longer as a slave of sin, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord." Philemon 15:16. Seek the Lord to break and change you if you ever hope to have your husband care for you again. Also, see a wise woman build her house by a fool who tore hers down for her own hands for help. Remember, nothing is impossible for God, and the Lord turns the heart wherever he wishes. Personal commitment to ask God to turn my husband's heart and not to fear the will of man. Based on what I have learned in Scripture, I commit to trusting the Lord to turn my husband's heart. I dispel the lie that my husband has a free will, therefore God will not intervene on my behalf and answer my prayers. Instead, I believe that my husband's will follow after God turns his heart back home. If you agree with this statement, date and sign your book. This is the end of chapter 10.